"The penal colony," Blake said through numbed lips. "Devil's Island in the sky," Villa responded mockingly. "The planet of no return." He cocked his head to one side. "You know how many people have escaped from there?" "None. Not one. Ever."
"And why are you being sent there?" Blake inquired, more out of politeness than curiosity.
Villa smiled brightly. "I steal things," he said, completely unabashed. "It's not my fault, you understand. I mean, it's compulsive, you know. Some of the best shrinks in the business have worked on my head, but I just go on taking things that don't belong to me."
"A professional thief," Blake observed quietly, but Villa was quick to correct him.
"Oh, no, it's not a profession," he said, his dark eyes large and serious. "More a vocation. I mean, I've elevated stealing into an art form."
"Give the man his watch back." A girl was standing at Villa's shoulder. She was quite tall, slim, with dark hair, and even in the dim light, Blake could see that she was extraordinarily beautiful. It took a moment for her words to register, and then he realized that his chronometer was missing. With a movement that was almost too quick to perceive, Villa conjured up the chronometer out of nowhere and handed it back, totally without embarrassment.
"I was taking care of it while you were unconscious," he explained solicitously. "Some very bad people in here."
Blake strapped the chronometer onto his wrist, nodding his thanks to the girl.
"This is Jenna," said Villa offhandedly, glancing round the cage.
Blake introduced himself.
"What are you here for?" she asked him,
her eyes cool, almost lazy in their scrutiny of him.
"I was set up."
"But of course you were," Villa said, his sympathy full of sardonic undertones.
"We all were. Every one of us is a victim of a miscarriage of justice."
"I was set up," Blake retorted with some fervour. The girl nodded, humouring him as if he were a child.
"Sure, right, we believe you."
Blake looked at the pair of them, realising the futility of trying to convince them. He shrugged and gestured towards the other prisoners in the cage. "What about all the others? What have they done?"
"Don't mix with them," Villa advised him, darkly lowering his voice. "A very anti-social bunch. Murderers, smugglers, liars, cheats. And they're the nice ones."
"All condemned to Cygnus?" Jenna nodded.
"Just one big happy family," Villa observed gleefully.
"How long before we take off?" Blake asked, a sudden feeling of disquiet making his tone urgent.
"Oh, about 24 hours, Jenna answered.
"A day," Blake said half to himself. "Just one day." Jenna regarded him with a mixture of mockery and cynical amusement.
"If you're expecting a last-minute reprieve, forget it. Once they get you this far, there's no going back. Just get used to the idea. Nobody out there gives a damn about you."